Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. Today is episode 142. And today on Saturday's Scrawl, I want to talk about a couple of PDFs, Patreon, Discord, and more. But first, a voicemail from Froth about my Thursday episode. Take it away, Froth.
Larry, it's Froth. I just wanted to say I'm so happy for you having that opportunity. And also, it being for such a good cause, and it sounds like it's going to be a great group of people. Several, you know, follow on social media and seem like they're cool folks, and that's just really exciting, and I'm just really happy for you. So I will definitely promote this and mention it on the Blogoramas leading up to it, and I can't wait to watch, and that's awesome. I'm excited.
Thanks, Froth. I really appreciate your comments and your getting the word out. I am very excited. And if you didn't listen to my Thursday episode, I'll link that in the show notes. 2 weeks from today, August 24th, I get to play D&D in Gary Gygax's house. It is to help support Extra Life, which funds children's hospitals. And I'm debating on whether or not I'll try to do a podcast that day. I don't think that I'm going to have time for any sort of live casting on Anchor because it's going to be a very full schedule. So I'm either going to skip that day's podcast or I'll get something together that I can publish that morning. But I'm very excited for that opportunity. And yesterday, and the day before, Thursday and Friday, were quite the ride for the Destination Fantastic Kickstarter. They made about $50,000 to put them over the line to fund their Kickstarter. So I'm really looking forward to the episode that they were able to fund. And if you haven't seen on Twitter and other social media where Satine Phoenix woke up and shared her bleary-eyed thanks and her many other thanks yesterday, you should check it out. She's a hoot. So yesterday after work, I had all kinds of ideas. I got to playing around with LibreOffice Draw. If you don't know, LibreOffice is a free software suite that basically has the functionality of the Microsoft Office suite. And because it's open source, it's also free. And they update it regularly. They just had an update yesterday, as a matter of fact. And I got to playing with Draw because the guy who does the YouTube channel Useful Charts showed how he makes the charts that he shows on his YouTube channel. He does genealogy charts of kings and monarchs and relates it to various things. You'll have to check it out. I'll link his channel in the show notes. And so I kind of followed along with what he did and made my own version of the simple chart he made. And then I got to playing around and I made a sample dungeon using the tools in Draw. And because I'm old school, I like to see a dot grid. And yes, there is a dot grid that you can use to help guide, but that doesn't show up when you print. So I went over to Inkscape and I made a background of a dot grid that almost lines up with the dots in the dot grid in Draw. But I wasn't having much success. I tried screenshotting the grids in Draw and importing them, and I can't get it to line up. I can get part of them to line up, but not all of them. So I don't know. I'm not good enough with the graphics to do that. But I made my own dot grid in Inkscape that I used as a background in Draw. And the reason I did that, as I said earlier, is the grid used for alignment that you can toggle on and off in many graphics programs, that doesn't print or get saved in the image that you save. So I posted a sample of that to the Anchorite Discord channel. And so if you are on Anchor, on the Anchor Discord, you can see that. I'm thinking about putting something together with that to put up on my blog and share. So far I haven't had any comments on it. For me, there's other tools that are easier to use, both software or just old-fashioned pencil and paper. But it is something that you can basically use just about any software to make a dungeon if you've got the patience for it. And while I was playing with Draw, I was suddenly inspired by some of the shapes that it can generate to rough out a PDF for a generalized list of prompts that you can use for building dungeons, ruins, cities, maps, and other travel routes. And it could be used on the fly, or you could even use it as part of your regular adventure preparation. And it fits with several of my other existing PDFs that I've done in the past year, like my caravans and trade, rivers and river encounters, deserts and desert encounters. And it'll also tie in with future PDFs, such as the one I'm working on for August, seas and ocean conditions and encounters. And if you're interested in that, I posted a draft of it last night, seeking input from my patrons. So if you're interested, only $1 a month gets you access to that PDF, plus the regular monthly PDF, and patrons get a vote on what PDF I work on. And so far, I've had one comment from one of my patrons, who happens to be Rich Frazier of Cockatrice Nuggets, and he loves the idea, except not the D14 idea I came up for one thing. But if you want to see what he likes, check out my Patreon. And I don't talk much about my Patreon in my main episodes. I usually just leave that for my ever-present end blurb, which gets kind of lost in the shuffle. So I like Patreon because I want that to be the focus of how people support me and the PDFs and other content I generate. And it hasn't been a huge moneymaker. It's going to be a while before I get a 1099 to worry about taxes from what I make on that. Because right now I have 5 patrons. At one point I was up to 6. I lost one, but the same month got one. So I stayed at 6 and now I'm down to 5. And I've got very loyal patrons because they're sticking with it. They're dedicated. And one of my first patrons still with me is Tim Shorts of Gothridge Manor, and you should check out his stuff. And I also have a Discord for my patrons. It's pretty quiet, but I'd like to see more activity, and I know that there's a lot of Discord channels out there, and I know I'm on more than I can keep up with. One thing that really helps is the last Discord update, they added folders so you can group like servers together. So you can have a little bit more organization to it. And I've been mulling over things with card game. That's moving slow. Playtesting with my playtester in another state is going well. People like it. Rules are simple. And I guess it's just going well. So I'm mulling over ways to word some of the cards so it fits in a little bit better with the genre, to evoke the genre a little bit better than what it does. I'm not sure how much that's needed, but that's one piece of advice I received. So I'm going to try to think on that today. I'm still waiting on some stuff from my artist. She injured her arm at her work, so that kind of put things behind a little bit, and finally got the clear from her doctor. So I don't know what that's going to mean for launching a Kickstarter. We'll just have to wait and see how that goes. Things are going well. No more emergencies requiring large outlays of cash. So in a few months I'll be recovered from that. And well, things are just going well. I can't believe that in a couple weeks I get to play in Gary Gygax's house, which reminds me I got to generate some 5e characters. One of them's 10th level. I don't know if they're all going to be 10th level or what all the adventures are. I know the adventure I'm running is a lower level adventure. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I just really appreciate all you listeners. There have been a few new listeners, as there have been a completionist or two that's joined the bunch, because some of my past episodes have increased. My estimated audience size has gone up a little bit, so that's great. I really appreciate all you listeners out there. I wish I could get caught up quicker on all the back episodes, but that takes time. I'm getting ready to go run some errands this morning, so hopefully I can catch up on some of your episodes. When I binge through a lot of episodes, I usually am not in a point where I can stop and make comments. I think, oh, I need to call in and say something about that, and then I forget because I listen to so many episodes back to back while I'm out running around. So it's not that I don't want to comment or I don't want to like or applaud a segment of your episode. It's that I'm driving or in a place where I can't juggle what I'm carrying and get to my phone to do that. So that's the reason for a lot of my silence on a lot of episodes, is unless I'm listening to it at a point where I can get at my phone and call in while it's fresh in my mind or applaud right away, I don't get that done. So it's not that I'm not listening. It's that I am unable to interact further. But I'm really enjoying all the different podcasts out there. Keep it up. We've got several new ones out there. I tried to listen to those and get through all their episodes. Their back catalog is easy to get through since they're new, but those of us that have been going for a while, it's hard to get through a backlog, especially if you're behind a dozen or so episodes for some people or more. Anyway, that's all I have for today. I'm rambling now. I thank you all very much for listening. I hope you're having an awesome day. And as always, game on.
And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the many other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of role-playing games and other games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to multiverse.world by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting out the word is important. Consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on my next PDF, published on DriveThruRPG. Please check out my RPG-related PDFs. I'm working on a card game that I hope to kickstart in the first quarter of 2020. You can find the sign-up for the announcement mailing list on my blog. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!